Worried about the spread of an infectious disease, in China, people are staying home and downloading a video game about the spread of an infectious disease. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Jack Stewart, in for Molly Wood. The coronavirus in China is having a large impact on the economy. Many people aren't traveling. Businesses, factories, and stores are shut. And with so many people staying home, quarantined, they're going online to entertain themselves. Health and fitness apps are seeing surges in downloads. But it's video games that have seen the real leap in popularity. The strategy simulation game Plague Incorporated jumped recently to the top of Apple's App Store for games in China. Marketplace's media reporter Jasmine Garz says it's one that's eerily similar to the real-life situation that people are finding themselves in.
It is a game that is about a decade old. And, you know, the creator of the game recently said, you know, every time there's an epidemic, every time there's an outbreak, people get really interested in the game and we see usership go up. But please remember that this is not some kind of blueprint for how to deal with the Wuhan virus. Go to the CDC website.
Are there any ways in which video games could be educational if there are that many people turning to them at the moment?
Yeah, so actually, with the game Plague Incorporated, the founder of Endemic, he did a lot of research about epidemiology, and the CDC kind of expressed interest in what kind of applications, like real-world applications, educational applications these games could have. You know, there's also an incident that I'm totally fascinated by. Back in 2005, the game World of Warcraft, one of the bad guys, in order to make him cause more damage, they gave him like a virus. And so he would give the virus to anyone in close proximity. But what happened is, in World of Warcraft, you can transport to other parts, either like riding an animal or you can just transport, much like we can take airplanes. What ended up happening was like a full-on epidemic. The company had to try to impose a quarantine on players. This was called the Corrupted Blood Incident.
Is there anything they can take away from that specific example and apply it to the real world?
One of the most interesting takeaways was, you know, with models that these mathematical models that epidemiologists form, they don't always take into consideration human nature. And one of the epidemiologists I spoke to was like the issue of curiosity, people going to a site of infection because they're curious about what's happening, or aid workers or journalists. And that happened a lot in this World of Warcraft epidemic. You would get players who would just log in to go take a quick look at the epidemic and they would get infected. And so epidemiologists did papers talking about like, well, we should consider irrational behavior in these mathematical models.
Jasmine Garz covers media here at Marketplace. In 2014, Plague Incorporated sales also spiked. That was during the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. And now for some related links. For more on what investors are doing to take advantage of this trend, check out the Reuters report we'll link you to. I guess where there's crisis, there's opportunity. And shares in game publishers and video platforms in China have all been ticking up in price pretty strongly. You might remember other attempts to use online behavior to track the spread of infectious diseases. Google flu trends and Google dengue trends are no longer working, though. They sought to track the spread of those illnesses by tracking people searching for symptoms. It was an idea called nowcasting, but it didn't work. As Wired explained a few years ago, it provides an insight into the potential, but also the limits of big data. And I mentioned that fitness apps were surging in popularity in China, presumably because they allow people to exercise indoors at home. I'm guessing sneaker sales are not doing so well. But there was some good news recently for Nike. It's Vaporfly shoes, the ones that we told you about around a week ago, that World Athletics was considering banning. Well, despite tightened regulations around what some are calling technology doping, the high-tech shoes will be allowed in the upcoming Tokyo Olympics. Check out Fast Company for an interview with Nike's head of design responding to that. And check out our podcast if you missed the episode where we took a deep dive into how the shoes actually enable athletes to run 4% faster. That's marketplacetech.org. I'm Jack Stewart, and that is Marketplace Tech. This is APM.